This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
The biggest story in the country, the breakup between Elon Musk and the Republican Party. It's kind of interesting how it happened. There's a lot of things to catch here, okay? Catch thing number one. Elon Musk checked out a few weeks ago, said he wasn't going to donate anymore. That didn't last long. He's vowing now to take out people who voted for this bill in the general election. Well, that would elect Democrats. A lot of people pointing that out online. You might want to elect Republicans because Democrats are certainly not going to help you if you're worried about deficit spending. But notice something about Elon Musk's X post, which right now is the biggest story in the country. He writes about the big, beautiful bill. And he's truly upset. This is a guy who gave everything to try to save the country. This is a guy who has death threats every day. This is a guy who has to beg his mothers of his children to please, you know, not post in public because you could be killed. And he writes, I'm sorry, but I just can't stand it anymore. This massive, outrageous, pork-filled congressional spending bill is a disgusting abomination. Shame on those who voted for it. You know you did wrong. You know it. Notice something here. He had that press conference with Trump on Friday by his side, right? He's not calling out Trump here. At least not yet. Maybe he will. He's calling out Congress. He's calling out the GOP leadership. Why? Because he knows what I know. As recently as November, Mike the Knife Johnson was working with the Democrats. He had abandoned the Republicans and was working with the Democrats to pass their agenda. Mike could just as easily go back and do this like that. In fact, they saved his speakership. Remember, the Democrat votes voted to save his speakership when Republicans wanted to deep six him. Trump goes boo to Mike the Knife. He'll switch sides. Trump knows it. Elon Musk knows it. That's why he's not hitting Trump too hard. What has happened here is a hostage situation. Republicans have said, we get to bankrupt the country. We don't care what happens in the bond market. We could give a rip. And we get to spend whatever we want, and we're going to hold Trump's agenda hostage until we do. That's what's going on here. Trump can't even say boo to them. His margins are too small. He's got to be like, yeah, I love these guys. Maybe he actually does love them. Nobody knows. This bill is exactly what Elon Musk is saying that it is. It's bad. It's a really, really, really bad deal. There were three ways forward here. Number one, for debt, for deficit. It is a fantastic way forward for immigration enforcement. We're not going to save the country if we don't get the immigration enforcement stuff in it passed, including the absolutely critical 10,000 enforcement officers that this bill hires, funds. $37 billion for the wall, $5 billion for immigration enforcement. And folks, if we don't get these people out of our country before Democrats get back in and amnesty them, country's gone. Trump knows that. At the same time, does this bill break the bank? You bet it does. it dramatically increases Biden's deficit. Now, do I trust the Congressional Budget Office? No, I don't. They're liars. But folks, there's two separate conservative rating organizations on here saying virtually the same thing, except their estimates are a little lower. This is going to add $150 to $200 billion to deficit, blowing way past where Biden went. It is. It's what is. Can't hide it. It's the only way, to get Trump's agenda through. Is Elon Musk right? Yes, he is. He's absolutely right. This is an absolute betrayal. I mean, come on. Republicans were promising, hey, let Mike the Knife knife us one more time, work with the Democrats. We'll fix this when Trump's in. They had no intention of fixing it. It's a betrayal. Musk isn't wrong to feel betrayed. That's the truth. But on the other hand, we don't get this through. We're not getting these people out of country. Saw that terrorist attack? As Tom Homan said, there's a million of them out there. Gotaways. They paid extra money to not turn themselves into the Border Patrol, where you get a work permit and a free phone. And that's if you're wanted in your own country for homicide. Who the hell are these people? I mean, you could honestly be on the run from Interpol, on Interpol's watch list, and they will give you a work permit and let you go, Biden administration. So who's in this country that wanted to avoid that? There's a million of them. We have no way to get them out without this agenda. That is why, notice the subtlety here. For now, Elon Musk did not call Trump out. He called out Congress. He knows what's going on. These guys are evil. They're stone cold. I mean, they are. Thune, Mike Johnson, don't let them fool you. They're evil people. They're not good people. They're not. However, there's a flip side to this. I think what Donald Trump is telling himself, and Elon Musk doesn't trust Congress to do this, okay? That's why he wants payola now. He wants to at least begin to shave a quarter of the deficit off, which is a very reasonable request. It really is. He doesn't believe Congress. Trump wants to do it another way. He's got about a dozen rescission bills he wants to send one at a time to Congress and have them cut this stuff, starting with the PBS, NPR, USAID cuts be about $9.4 billion. Not a lot, but it's just the first one. Trump's convinced he could do it himself. Musk doesn't want to wait. That's where we are. It's a trust issue. And there's nothing to trust about the Republican Congress. Do I think Republicans can even defund NPR and PBS? No, I don't. I'm not optimistic. Because a lot of them are really Democrats. They're Bush-era saboteurs. They were hired to undermine the Republican agenda and help the Democrats. That's what they do. That's why Karl Rove funded and recruited them. They're still there. If Elon Musk wants to help, he can get rid of them in the primaries. What Trump is telling himself, I'm going to cut it myself. Now, he's fighting in court for the ability to cut, which tells me he's going to do it. One more thing. Remember when Elon Musk said there's $1 trillion of waste here? And then remember when Scott Bessin said almost four weeks ago now, about a third of the payment requests the Treasury's getting are fake? And then remember when even 60 Minutes came behind Elon Musk and said, yeah, there's about $1 trillion a year worth of fraud. Trump's telling himself, I'm going to cut it. I'm going to win the court fights and I'm going to cut it. No matter what the Republicans do, they can't stop me. So pass the bill. Give me my agenda. Give me my immigration funding. I'm going to come cut it in the back. On the back end, Elon Musk saying we can't count on that. There's 15 ways we could lose. The bond market could wobble again. And that could truly be a disaster. Don't kid yourself. Musk isn't wrong. That's where we are, folks. That's the truth of it. Musk isn't confused. Rand Paul isn't crazy. That's where we really are. It's two ways forward. And look, I get both sides. I really do. Well, as China has unleashed not one, but two bioweapons on us in what, 2 weeks? Has it been 2 weeks? Not one, but two bioweapons China has unleashed on us in 2 weeks. Yeah, the new COVID strain comes from China. What are the odds? They even put out a press release to let us know it comes from China because they wanted us to know. Yeah, out of 145 countries. Weird that it keeps coming out of the country with the Wuhan lab. I'm sure it's just a coincidence. And then there's the agri bioweapon, which could devastate U.S. crops, cause all kinds of physical harm to Americans. Yeah, they were sneaking it into the country when they got caught. Trump posts on Truth Social. I like President Xi of China. Always have and always will. But he is very tough. Yeah, I'll say he's killed 1.5 million of us. That's pretty tough. He's done it since 2017. So yeah, he's tough. And is extremely hard to make a deal with, he says. Oh, I'd say it's beyond that. This is the same China that just 2 weeks ago confessed to Scott Bessent, folks, I can't get off this because this is crazy, in those trade negotiations. Yeah, you know what? That fentanyl, that was us. Sorry about the 250,000 dead Americans and the, yeah, innocent toddler whose mom rented an Airbnb and she touched the side table. She's dead now. But 250,000, yeah, dead Americans. Sorry about that. Hey, as part of trade negotiations, though, we can make you an offer. We won't send any more fentanyl to kill you. Again, that's just the fentanyl overdoses since 2017. Not counting the 1.1 million dead of COVID. Our government lies. It's about half that, half a million. So what are we pushing, a million dead? But hey, the year is young. So now they've got a new COVID variant. And now they're trying to take out our crops. And if you had any doubt that the Democrats love all of this, would love to answer to China, well, this ought to prove it to you. The Democrat lunatic liberal governor, we're told, except because of the fraud, and I think she's actually not even the governor. But anyway, Katie Hobbs of Arizona just vetoed a bill that would have restricted Chinese land ownership around military bases and nuclear sites in Arizona to 30%. Didn't even say no. 30%. No, too much. Too far for Katie. Folks, when are we going to start to understand something here? These people are not merely cheating to get the upper hand in trade. They're trying to kill us. Can you imagine a world in which China is the lone superpower? Dear God, they're not the lone superpower now. I got to tell you, folks, this idea of we'll cut a trade deal so they'll open their markets to us, not after this week, not after a new COVID variant from China, not after this bio attack. By the way, one of the researchers who was smuggling this into the country got caught. University of Michigan, y'all. He said, I just wanted to work on it in the lab. Yeah. What kind of article did he have on him when he did that? Oh, it was an article about using that very substance for warfare. Weird. Kind of sounds like a terror attack. And folks, never forget, we just in the last 5 years busted the Chinese with an illegal bioweapons lab on our soil. When are we going to get? They want us dead. When are we going to get it? We can't negotiate. I hate to say it. The only one who's made any sense this week on this, and they don't mean it, trust me, they're lying. But the only one, 500% tariffs on China across the board. We're done. We're done. New York Post could not understand why Trump backed away from the high tariffs. He said, look, we were on schedule for 10 million to 15 million unemployed in the streets, burning factories, which they'd already started doing. We need those people to drag the heads of the Communist Party out of their homes and end the Communist Party. It's the only way forward. That or kinetic war. A bill has been filed. We'll see what level Americans' will to survive is actually at. It's pretty weak. Instinct left in us all. A bill has been filed by West Virginia congressional representative to revoke 100% of the Chinese visas. Representative Riley Moore. 100% of the Chinese visas gone. Now, here's what's really cool about this, okay? Every Republican should get behind this after this latest outrage. With just the latest bioweapon that we've caught them sneaking into the country. Mm-hmm. This should have happened after the bioweapons lab incident, where we caught them with deadly weaponized pathogens. And don't forget, Lee, remember, mice bred to carry the deadly strains of COVID. They have many strains of COVID. If that wasn't enough, the fact that another COVID variant has very conveniently come out of China. How many countries are there in this worldwide, 145? They keep coming out of China. Yeah. Only during trade negotiations.
Funny how that happens, isn't it?
They should study this at the CDC. Trade negotiations cause pandemics. The link between the two. There's a scientific paper for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Agricultural threat could be absolutely devastating, cause a food crisis. Of course they were smuggling the weapon in. This is just the latest. And their students at the University of Michigan, they're like, yeah, we wanted to play with it in the lab. No, they didn't. They wanted to use it on us. He had an article on his phone about using that very fungus for biological warfare. We're done here. The guy running the illegal bioweapons lab on our soil, I hope it's the only one, probably isn't, had texts going back and forth talking about destroying the American wolf. If that weren't enough, Lee, just in recent weeks, Michael Schellenberger did an excellent investigative piece digging further into the switches on the solar panels China's been selling us. Mm-hmm. And the switches are at the connection point to the grid. And they're supposed to send manifests with the solar panels. We go through them, we take them apart, and we look for their junk, you know, spy stuff they put on them or whatever. They weren't in the manifest. In other words, they hid them, so we missed them and connected them to the grid, allowing China to remotely flip the switch on the grid and shut parts of it down. Again, we're just in the last few months here, not counting the weapons lab. That was during the Biden administration. They did nothing, by the way, of any kind. Not even sanctions. Not even a strongly worded letter, because killing us is A-OK. And that doesn't even count the fact, again, that the Chinese admitted in negotiations less than 3 weeks ago with Scott Bessent, put it on the table, finally admitted, yeah, we've been sending all that fentanyl. Looks like we killed 250,000 of you. Sorry about that. Some of them were tweens. Some of them were teens. In this county, we found marijuana laced with fentanyl. Our sheriff has talked about that on the show. So they're targeting us. They're killing us. You used to be able to smoke a little bit of pot. 50% of high schoolers do before they graduate. Don't do that, by the way, if you're listening. But it happens. Now you die. Courtesy of China. No big deal, though. Cheap stuff. What's for sale on Temu? We are so stupid. And now we've got the switches. We've got the FBI warning. Oh, hey, yeah, they can shut down parts of the grid. Maybe our nuke facilities. Oh, definitely our water treatment plants, too. Yeah, that, too. At some point, the will to live has to kick in.
You would think, yes.
I mean, I'm fit to be tied. I'm sick and tired of watching this and pretending, well, you know, we'll have some negotiations with China, see if they'll open their markets to us. What, while they kill us? Will they destroy our crops? And folks, if you needed to know where the Democrats are this morning, I got one story for you and we're done here. The Democrat governor of Arizona vetoing a bill that would have limited, not barred, limited Chinese Communist Party affiliated businesses from buying land around military installations in Arizona to 30%. Can't own more than 30% of the property.
I wonder how many American businesses own property around Chinese military bases on the homeland.
I would
say that's
stupid.
Probably zero.
They're not dumb.
Yeah.
They're not like us. I mean, we need to go DEFCON on China, and we need to do it now. We need to start to realize the real enemy here that we need to focus all of our attention on is China. A person who gets that, and this is nice, because you know what? Trump can't fight every one of these fights by himself. At some point, the Republicans have to get off their butt and do it.
Yeah.
Back him, help him. Representative Riley Moore just filed a bill to revoke all 300,000 Chinese visas. Okay, That would be like a low-level survival strategy at this point. Okay? Just a very small drop in the bucket of what our response should be. What do you want to bet this bill doesn't even make it out of committee?
Probably.
What do you want to bet after this? Here's Representative Riley Moore, who's as confused as I am. He wants to survive. He's a person who wants to survive.
We currently have 300,000 Chinese nationals in our country on student visas. There's no reason that we should be doing this. I don't recall back during the Cold War handing out hundreds of thousands of visas to the Soviet Union. The Chinese passed a national security law in 2017 stating that all citizens, no matter where they are, must be part of the intel gathering process and feed back that information to the CCP, not to mention the scholarship program that the CCP has set up. And part of that requirement for those students to get those scholarships is they have to have loyalty to the CCP, and they also have to have a certain field of study that is going to benefit the Chinese Communist Party and the nation of China writ large. Why we are doing this to ourselves, I'm not exactly sure, but I do have a piece of legislation, one of the first ones I introduced, actually announced on this program, to stop this. We have to stop this because it's harming us. And universities, look, they can love foreign money if they want. I love the American people, and that's where my interests lie in the end of the day.
Yeah, that's pretty much the oath of office that you take, so.
How quickly we forget.
Yeah.
I mean, when you pile outrage on outrage on outrage, I mean, when they admitted, yeah, we've been sending the fentanyl, sorry about that, was the first time they ever did it, and then offered as part of the trade agreement to stop killing us. To stop killing us. Like, at that point, that's when the alarm bells go off, okay? This is the same China, okay, Chinese delegation, right, December. Let me remind you, because it's in the Wall Street Journal. You should read this article. Out of nowhere, admits to the Biden delegation, oh, hey, yeah, that Volt Typhoon hacking incident. Yeah, that was us. Yeah, we hacked you. We can do it again, by the way. That was punishment for your support for Taiwan. We're just letting you know. And the reaction was nothing. No reaction. They didn't even tell the public. On and on and on and on. They are a physical, existential threat to this country. Mm-hmm. This is not, well, you know, how can we better trade with them? No, that's over. We're beyond that. It should be destroy. And we have two options at this point. We can go 500% tariffs on them and crush the Chinese Communist Party or make the best bid at it that we can. And we were having great progress. There's a great article. I did a podcast on it, my battleground on it, in New York Post. They were baffled. They said, why did Trump back off the tariffs? He was on track to have 15 million unemployed Chinese. They were already burning down factories. Why do we stop? I don't know. I have no idea. No clue. But we did. Backed off a little. We still got some pretty heavy tariffs on them. And Trump overnight is tweeting that Chairman Xi's a great guy. Really likes it. Did he see the news about the latest bioweapon? I don't understand the strategy, but okay, whatever. Maybe there's a very smart 5D chess move here. Could be. But the idea that we can have a trade agreement with these people, well, we'll get some access to their markets. Just till the next Democrat comes in office. They buy them off. It's not a long-term plan. They're trying to kill us. Trying to take out our crops. You think the Democrat Party of Katie Hobbs is going to honor the Trump trade agreement? They're going to let China run right over them. Oh, would you like to move in next door to our military facilities in the middle of our heartland, i.e. Michigan? What do we grow there, crops? Oh, that's a great place to take that fungal weapon. Some point, the survival instinct has to kick in. Because, Lee, we got two choices. We can either try to crush the CCP by just shutting down trade. And again, more than half the profit that comes into China. Yes, we're 20% of their trade, but it's over 50%, the New York Post pointed out, comes in from us. We either make a bid right now to crush the Chinese Communist Party by cutting off trade. And by the way, we go a step further. We cut them off from Russia, from the oil. We close that back door. We crush them. We do secondary sanctions. No moving it through Vietnam. None of this. We will 500% sanction you too. No more. Step away from China. And you have got to make a bid to get those people to not just burn down the factories, but to drag the Communist Party officials out of their homes and finish them. Because if we don't do this, maybe we'll fail. Guaranteed we're going to end up in kinetic war with them. if what happened yesterday doesn't show you what the stakes are and how dirty they will fight that war, it's coming no matter what. The only hope we have is to make China Japan. Those people are going to have to do it because I don't want my kids fighting it. They're going to have to overthrow their leadership and we're going to have to give them motivation. There's no other way forward. The sooner we all realize that, the better. There's just no other way. I wish there was, Lee. I wish there was a better...
We are not taking the threat of China seriously. It needs to be dealt with on so many different levels. We need to fight them the way that they're fighting us because they're already fighting. China is already at war with the U.S. We just don't know that. We just don't realize that. We've got people who ignore that fact.
Texture writes, Tara, don't forget, yes, all of the footage that we saw of the thousands of young Chinese men coming over the border illegally. And remember how, like Katie Hobbs, the Biden administration helped them. Used to be we caught one of them, you go home automatically. Biden changed that so we would release them. They went from 5,000 a month to 22,000 a month. They're still in the country. Same tattoos, same haircuts, same briefcases came right over the border. Where are those people? Hanging out on the farmland, maybe, but a military installations? Oh, chaos.
America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.